Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Doug Bird. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Remy reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Brett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Gura now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Remy for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. Tom Paquette batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Paquette hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Evans reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy bunts towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. One out. Jerry Remy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Remy hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Fisk reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Brett steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Remy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Bob Stanley now pitching. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Pete Lockhock. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Terrell moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Daryl Porter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. McRae scores. Terrell moves to third. Otis moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Terrell scores. Otis moves to third. Porter moves to second. It's Red Sox, 5, Royals, 5. Dick Drago now pitching. Steve Braun pinch hits for Freddy Potek. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Way then now playing first base. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy bunts towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. Al Raboski now pitching. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Jerry Remy. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McRae is walked intentionally. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Paquette is walked intentionally. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hurdle scores. Paquette moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.